Okay, Andre also has severe dyslexia, and he spent 4 years in an EDD school with it because people couldn't make sense of his diagnosis. Because I wanted to show that to you, because this is the process that we call connective education. We try and identify tasks in naturalistic settings with a high reward in the sense of what's in it for me, for the student, and then an immediate outcome. Because that's what our kids don't get. They don't actually get that there is, a beginning and a middle and an end to a process. Because the national curriculum doesn't allow us to deliver information in that way. You have a slot of literacy, then you have a slot of numeracy, and then you have a slot of maybe PE. Well, you need to be able to use your reading skills and your number skills in the activity of going to do physical education or in the activity of doing shopping. So over the last year, we've conceptualized this into a process which we call connective education. And the strands of connective education are trying to make sense of our bodies, because that's a major issue for our students, in that they either stand in a way that makes them look different, they can't get their feelings and their emotions under control, so they get involved in a lot of peripheral movement that makes them look odd and different. And at the final stage, when there's meltdown, because they can't get their needs across, and we don't see it from their point of view, and we bang our heads together like this, they lose it, and then we say, that's the autism for you. So they carry this huge responsibility of us not making sense of all the things that are going on. So the first principle of connective education in our school is we learn strategies for staying calm. Because as an adult in the workplace, if you get it wrong, if you can't work the photocopier, if you can't get the stuff in the kitchen to cook, and you say, I need help, somebody will come and help you. If in the workplace you look like you're going to have a meltdown and rage, people back off because they're frightened. And that's no different from all of us sitting on the train, sitting on the bus, when we see another adult acting in a way that we perceive as threatening. All of us, even though we have a really strong link with people who find their behaviour difficult, we don't step in there. There's something that triggers us kind of innately that goes, oh, back off. But if we see somebody having difficulty, we can step in. So our primary goal in working through the program all day is actually, let's help you make sense. Let's help you learn strategies to calm yourself down and get in touch with your body. And when we look at programs for children with autism, it's there, but it's on the periphery. We want communication programs. We want speech and language therapists working with our children on communication, that you can't communicate until you can actually say, ooh, that was difficult. Let me calm down. That's in the microphone. Let me calm down. Then we try and work on the environment. What kind of environment works best? So I'm now going to show you a little clip of how we set up that setting. We have two main resources, the big book called The Big Book, and the smaller book which is called The Day Book Organizer, and that drops down for the more able students into a file of facts. And what we do in all of our teaching, and I'll let you have a look at that later, is actually identify we have tasks. So we use mantras when we're dealing with our children, because that's the way in the workplace you tend to get employers talking to staff who need support. You've got jobs to do, you've got tasks to do. We've got things to do today. So we've conceptualized that into a framework where we say, you have tasks, and there are four tasks. And we identify what the tasks will be, and then we'll identify who are the staff that are here to help you, and you'll see that in there, so I won't bring one over. And then we say, you'll know when you finish, when Stephanie says you finish, when so-and-so says you finish, or this job is done. Because we want the students to be as independent in their learning as possible.